You say there are rules that need to be followed? A structure that needs to be respected? Well, this isn't the podcast for you then. This one, it's for the rebels, the difference makers, the trailblazers. This is the world of WDFA, where we do things just a little bit different. We challenge the status quo with ideas that are new, fresh, and unique. You want to hear what we have to say, so turn up the sound. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we don't f*** around. Hello and welcome to the world of WDFA. My name is Raj, and today we're going to talk about how direct-to-garment printers and direct-to-film transfers are changing the t-shirt business forever. If you haven't heard of direct-to-garment, it's literally what it sounds like. You take a garment, you spray it with a specific pre-treatment, you dry it, you cure it under heat for a flat surface, you put it on a printer, you print it like a piece of paper, you put it back in the heat, you cure it, and your shirt is done. It's different than screen printing, where you create a screen based off the artwork, then you push ink through the screen onto the garment, then you dry it under heat pressure, or sometimes just extreme heat, and that's it. That's how screen printing is done. You can use manual processes just by hand, or you can use automatic, which is done by robots. Whew. Now that we got everybody caught up, let's talk about how direct-to-garment printers and direct-to-film transfers are going to change the t-shirt business forever. There's three specific things driving this change. Number one, a revolutionary printing head made by Epson, some of them which can lay down up to 40 million precise dots. What this did was it allowed ink to be mixed on the fly by a machine as it's printing. That was huge because in screen printing, if you wanted to print four colors on a shirt, you're going to have to mix four specific colors separately and then push them through different screens. With direct-to-garment, you don't have to do that. Now remember, with direct-to-garment, the process is fourfold. You pre-treat, you press, you print, you press. There's no screens that need to be created. There's no setup costs. There's no setup fees. Nothing like that. Because of that Epson head, the second thing happens, speed. Direct-to-garment has made it possible to print one or 1,000 garments efficiently and in a relatively timely manner. That is really, really huge. If you wanted one t-shirt, you could go to a direct-to-garment printer. Sometimes they have them in the malls. Sometimes you have commercial operations like we are. And you can literally get one shirt within a 20-minute period. You can't do that with screen printing. Screen printing doesn't even become efficient unless you do over 12 to 15 t-shirts, depending on who you're asking to and how they do it. So because of that speed and that technology of the printhead, people started screwing around with direct-to-garment printers, and eventually someone decided they were going to print on film. Now, printing on film created a very interesting situation. That film is now known as direct-to-film transfers. And in the coming years, it is going to give screen printing a run for its money. Now, what happens with direct-to-film transfers is, instead of printing onto a garment, you print onto a film that you print the artwork in reverse on. Once the artwork is printed, you put hot melt glue in it, you cure it, and then you take that patch of ink that has hot melt glue in it, and using heat and pressure, you could push it into any garment. You could push it into leather, you could push it into polyurethane leather, you could push it into anything you can think of. And you could do it the way you do direct-to-garment printing. You actually use the same exact types of equipment. What that ultimately does is direct-to-film takes the quality of screen printing and merges it with the efficiencies of direct-to-garment printing because it's printed off of a direct-to-garment printer. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is going to change the t-shirt printing business forever. Because now you can actually print pictures at scale on direct-to-film and produce really quick garments. You could do gradients. Now, if you're a designer, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Usually when you do t-shirts, you're told not to do gradients. Well, with direct-to-garment and direct-to-film around the corner, you could do gradients and it'll look good. The craziest part about all of this is direct-to-film transfer is actually really relatively new, like within the last 5 years. And every week, that technology is getting more efficient, like technology does. So within the coming years and months, we will be able to see efficiencies created that allow direct-to-film transfers to rival screen printing. And that is fascinating. And that is how the t-shirt printing business is changing. If you have any questions, feel free to let us know. We are the world of WDFA. And until next time, my name is Raj.